The Muskie 360 Podcast. Jay Bird.
Steven.
You got a long holiday. What have you been doing? Have you been partying down, cooking wieners?
Well, yesterday I spent the day with a veteran. My dad.
Nice.
And
how many wieners did he have?
We were working.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff, and helping out, and a lot of driving, and then today I did a little musky fishing. So nice. And here I am, here I sit. It's been a good day.
A lot of grilling, a lot of chilling.
Grilling with neighbor Steve and his wife, and
how many wieners?
Space
did he
dog
have?
Leica. Several.
Several. Anyway, what are you gonna do, man?
I don't know.
Tis the holiday. I just got back from West Virginia. The first ever member of my family graduated from high school, Jay.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I didn't know
that was amazing.
You made it sound like it was just a standard graduation, something special.
First ever from the entire family to complete high school. We were pretty proud. So had that.
Good one.
Had to go to a wedding. Had a family member marry another family member at a wedding.
Well, it's so West Virginia. Ouch.
It was weird because when we did like the bride and groom side, it was just one side.
Okay.
There was no aisle.
Makes sense.
It was, well, that's what you do when everybody's related. And
I see.
So upper West Virginia ended up, boys, I'll tell you what, they're tearing them up behind the ham plant. Get down behind the ham plant. The bite is hot.
Good times and Memorial Day weekend.
That is how family ruined my week. So you have to come. We have a weddings. We got the cousins marrying cousins. It was, you know, what are you gonna do? It is what
well
it
check
is.
That one off the box and time to move on.
You just gotta, yeah. You know, yeah, somebody got edumacated and somebody's about to get edumacated is what it is. So other
very
than
nice.
That the world has flip-flopped. It is 50 at my house and 80 in Minocqua.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that a minute ago. It's something else.
I walk, like, you walk out my, like, it looks like London. It's like cold
okay,
and rainy.
Okay.
It's kind of miserable. So,
oh, it's whatever. Beautiful here.
I don't leave the house on holidays. No, thank you. You ain't get me on the boat out there with all them freaking, dude, the jet skiing and the party boating, pontoon tying up, and they're up
yeah up. I saw a few of those, but it wasn't bad. It was not bad at all. I went out to the river system, you know, knowing it's just like a couple lakes I'd like to hit early. I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna wait till after Memorial Day weekend to venture out there. But yeah, it was a good time, and I finally have hands-on fishing experience with the Titan Junior.
Very cool.
My favorite little crappie pattern. I know I texted you when you were driving, and I'm like, sent you a picture of it, and I'm like, guess what I'm doing right now? I'm actually musky fishing. You're like, yeah, very proud of you.
Right, good
but,
job.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. So you know, tough conditions, but I got a bait story for you about the Titan Junior. I didn't tell you.
Do tell.
Guy comes in the other day. And he's like, hey, Jay. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's looking at he's grabbing some Titan Juniors. I'm like, you throwing them yet? And he's like, yeah, me and Daryl were out on the river yesterday. And I proceeded to catch, I think he said, 6 pike in a row. And his buddy, yeah, right? And his buddy
6
turns
pike.
To him. And, yeah, yeah, like bam, 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 you know. And central Wisconsin river system. And his buddy turns to him and he says, hey, nice bait, but too bad all they catch is pike.
Oh.
Well, he makes the next catch, gets a muskie.
Nice.
Takes a picture, lets it go, makes another next cast, gets another muskie.
Yeah, yeah.
And he showed me the pictures. He's like, look at the time on them. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I believe you. And so his buddy turns to him and he goes, you're going up there tomorrow to the muskie shop? He's like, get me 2 small ones and 1 big one.
I bet he did.
So yeah, that's what he did. That was cool.
Smacking the pike in the face.
Yeah.
And it ain't a pike bait, baby, unless I'm in Europe, and then it's a pike bait. And
get a replacement tail. You're going to get action.
You're going to get chewed upon. I think you got them coming here soon, or the weight kits and the official Steve Paul approved non-scalper replacement tails. There's been a black
the real ones.
There's been a black market for replacement tails going down, boys.
Yeah, they work too. But yep, we got the officials coming in. Sounds like he's shipping them this week, I guess. So
you want the real deal, baby. Don't be out don't be out there with that black market replacement tail. Mike
I thrive on the black market, Steve.
Thrive on the black market replacement tails. So there's finally real Livingston tails, and what's cool for the for those of you that want to catch the monsters, we have the Titan weight kits that are coming. So you're gonna get, I can't remember the weights. Hold on, I made it.
There's two originals and two new ones.
No, well, there's two new ones, and I can't remember. Yeah, I just got out of a car after a very long drive. And,
well, I just talked to Eric about it Friday, so.
Well, congratulations, Jay. I made,
There's two screws, too.
I made
and some washers.
I made the damn thing. You talked to a guy on the phone. All right, 7 grams, 14 grams, 21, and 28. So,
yes!
Here's the trick. 7 grams obviously is half of the 14. You can stack these in any configuration you want. 28 is going to make or sink.
Okay.
And it's gnarly.
And 28's about what, 3/4 of an ounce?
Somewhere. I'm not
don't have the conversion in front of me.
I'm not Yiddish.
Okay.
So anyway, 28 will make that thing slow fall, which is deadly in cold water. The 7 gram weight is pretty light, but it's gonna slow you down if you need it. Just a tick. But if you look at it, it's 7, 14, 21, 28. You can sort of play with these things and do something interesting there. I really like if I'm fishing hot, like if you want to do the weightless thing, I like the 7 gram just to give it the tinge of hang, just a smidgen. It's cool. So,
okay.
And then you need your non-black market replacement tail, Jay.
So, we got them coming.
Coming in there and crack down at the Muskie shop. They've been bagging black market tails. It's unbelievable. How's a man supposed to make a bait when there's black market tails? Unbelievable, Jay.
There you have.
Who did that, Jay? Huh?
I did. Me.
Yeah, you, me. It's hi, me. Jay's a problem. It's me. anyway, other than that, the comings and goings at the Muskie Shop. Excited about those. Those are going to be fun. A couple meat grinders showed up this week. There's just like...
Yeah,
I think we got a couple Grape Fuego, Grape Flames left. Talked to Don at Figure Eight. Got some other colors that have been developed coming out on that. Those are just ripping. Okay. So you got that going on. If you're ready for the big boy reels, the Shimano Calcutta, back in stock. That's a fancy ass reel, Jay.
Oh, the Calcutta Conquest.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and the originals are now $200 off.
Really?
$200 off.
Say it again.
I can't. It hurts. It hurts inside.
$200
off.
No,
we got the new ones. You know, to be honest with you, I don't think there's a great deal of changes to them, but there's some minor changes, and they have a new 2023 model.
2023.
You know, just started getting them in, but, you know, we had some old remaining ones, or they had some available, and we bought a bunch of them, and like I said, they're on sale right now in the bargain zone.
There's
great deal. That's the Tube Screamer's favorite reel ever, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
They're kind of indestructible, whether it's hot, cold, rainy, tornado. You can't break. I mean, those are... serious reels. Those
what about an electrical storm?
They will. They're brass.
They'll get through it. Okay. Okay.
They're brass. They won't conduct as much.
Okay.
They'll still kill you. They're slightly less conductive.
Oh.
It'll hurt less. That's what you're paying for.
nice.
No, those are killer. Those are kind of killer reels. Not even kind of. What's the 6-2-1 sort of in the sweet spot? I'll tell you. And it's not for, that's not a reel for everybody. It's just simply is not. They are indestructible. They really are. That's just a silly good reel. They're not low profile, but they kind of are. I don't know how to put it. They don't feel like an Abu in your hand.
Yeah. I agree. They just don't sit quite as high as a traditional round reel might. So, yeah, I mean, for those who like the palm reels, it's not an issue.
If you eat lunch at the country club and then go musky fishing, oh, hello, Jay. Shall we go muskying?
Grab your shimon. Yeah, I see what you're going with. Yeah, and kind of like with the at the bash a couple of years ago, we had that you know, that red carpet event with that one bottle of non-alcoholic champagne I brought. Remember that one?
Yes. Somebody stole
it. Disappeared.
Somebody stole it disappeared. That, by the way. I know. That's the best thing is like, everybody's like looking like, who it's took gone. That? It's just gone. Somebody took it. It's in some podcaster's house. Like, I literally took sparkling cider. That was funny. We're like, where did it go?
Yeah. I think it was probably one of the staff, either Fred or Tom, you know, was back there drinking, you know, little, in those little teacups, you know, mm-hmm. doing shots of non-alcoholic champagne.
There you go.
Keep hydrated, you know. Keep hydrated.
Now, those Calcuttas are cool. But on the other hand, it's like they're sold out, but you look like the Shimano Corvallis, and this is like $89, and it's a cool reel tool. You know, it gets the job done. But those are fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Much fancy. Jay, do you wear a monocle when you fish a Calcutta? Do you have a polarized monocle?
No, but I do wear an ascot.
You're an
okay. Okay, is that what you're going with here? The mental picture?
Yes.
The visual?
Jeeves, fetch the ranger.
And a smoking pipe, or what do they call it? Reading pipes or whatever.
Ascot, dude. That's if we don't shoot the promo video for Shimano Calcutta with a top hat, a monocle, and an ascot, mighty fun musky fishing. How's the Dows and Jones, Jay? How's your Downs and Jones? Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God, I'm stupid. I have indigestion. Jay, I ate so much Indian food, I think I'm going to die.
Ooh, spicy, yeah.
It is burning me down. Had some goat, Jay. When's the last time you ate some goat?
Yeah, it was
delicious. Listen, you give me a samosa and a dosa. And some chunked goat.
Well, you had one heck of a weekend drive.
Well, you know, I don't play.
You crammed everything in. Everything.
I saw a crackhead fight an ATM in Huntington. If you've ever been to Huntington, West Virginia, it's a total hellhole. We literally were walking out of the Indian restaurant, and this guy's fighting an ATM. He wasn't trying to get money. He was just fist fighting it. It was amazing, so.
Well, when you were around eating goat out of state, I was at the store Friday. So just big shout out to all the people, the podcast listeners that I talked to and that I know and that I hadn't known. Like Jake from Georgia came up. I met some cool people. So it's nice talking to all you guys. It always is. And thanks for all your kind words. Really appreciate it.
We got a new contest. If you're a podcast listener, you go to the shop and you find Jay and can pants him, you win a free Titan Junior.
And you'll get a free lure.
Although I did have an idea, Jay. Let me run.
Somebody said something nice to me. Holy cow. Here, what do you want?
Got an idea. What do you think? Tell me.
Yeah.
Because a couple people have asked, hey, do you ever do call-ins on the podcast? Well, if you guys knew what time of day we recorded this, you would be in bed. However, I thought about it. If someone has a podcast question and they want to talk to me and Jay in real time, shoot us your number. I will warn you in advance and we'll call you and punch you in. There you go.
There you go. So
we'll do some live Q&A in upcoming episodes if you guys want to do it. Send us your question. Say, hey, this is what I want to talk about. Send a contact number. You'll get a text from some hillbilly, and I'll say, hey, I'm going to call you in 10 minutes. You're free, and you better.
And most importantly, let us know if you're up at midnight.
Nah, it's not that, right? Depends. I'm not going to call you at midnight. But and then the reason I want to do this, everybody's like, oh, I want to call in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared, however, for the musky lightning round. So good if idea. You do a live question, it's coming fast, Jay. Fast.
Bingo.
Fast.
Huh?
What?
Hello?
Infuriatingly fast, musky lightning round.
Oh, man. Good idea.
How much does a shallow dog weigh? Go. Wrong.
Hello. 5.6.
Done. Wrong. Right?
Oh, dang.
Can you contend with the musky lightning round for a musky lightning round prize pack?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So.
Boy, I know some guys would be really interested in participating in that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, bring it on.
Shoot an email to the app. Say, hey, this is my name. This is my phone number. I got a question to ask, and I want to do the lightning round. If you win, you live.
Right. Include your blood type, because we're going to need to know several medical
questions.
Right.
There's a waiver. I recommend you write your next of kin on your shoes.
Exactly.
It's going to get messy on the musky lightning round. Speaking of messy, Jay, and I'm not talking soccer. Guess what's coming to the Musky Shop Bash July 15th?
What's coming? Well, sounds like I don't know. What? Huh?
Musky fight juice.
That's right. We're letting the cat out of the bag?
You'll learn more next week. Anyway, I want to talk about me, my favorite subject. Steve Paul did a thing, Jay. I did a thing. Me write book. So, Next Level Musky Fishing comes out this Tuesday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 Eastern.
It's going to be Tuesday now. Yep.
So,
Tuesday morning.
I am going to just, I don't want to talk about myself or talk about the book, so I'm just going to read the back. How does that sound, Jay?
I've got mine right here, my advanced copy, and I'd love to hear it.
Why don't
Please
you
continue.
I'll read the quote, and you read the other section. So the quote at the top says, I am certain that once you read this book, you'll become a more complete musky angler, as well as learn something that could catch you the biggest fish of your life, Joe Bucher.
Yeah.
Read the summary, Jay. What do you got?
The Comprehensive Guide to Pursuing and Catching the Coveted Fish of 10,000 Casts. Next Level Musky Fishing, all caps, by the way, takes readers beyond the basics of musky fishing and unveils never-before-published strategies that work. Eminently readable, resplendent.
Eminently readable. You just screwed up. You like the worst thing. Eminently readable. Anyway, continue.
It was before I started. You're explaining with expert tips, tricks, and techniques. This book is an indispensable resource for any musky angler, from the tenets of trolling to mind-blowing structure strategies, from incredible insights on musky behavior to strategically utilizing tech, from the secrets of crushing with crankbaits to brilliantly brandishing big rubber, and much more. Next Level Musky Fishing, all caps, by the way, has it all.
Oh.
Man, that took a lot out of me.
You know, here's the thing. Jay got an advanced copy, so my dear friends in the musky game got them.
Yeah, I thank you very much.
Here's it was kind of a prereq. I didn't want to send you one, but it would feel weird if I didn't.
Whatever.
Sorry. I have indigestion. This episode is brought to you by Tums. Don't eat goat with spicy sauce. Anyway, here's what I'll tell you about the book. It's a book. As dumb and stupid and goofy as we are on the podcast, the book is none of the above, to be honest with you. I tried. It doesn't translate. This is serious. It's kind of clinical at times. It's kind of dense. It is the rubber meets the road on musky fishing. This is not the yuck yuck joke book. And I don't think anybody wants to read that. So, you know, I get a couple quips in there, Jay. There's a couple subtle jokes, nothing major, but a couple little guys in there. But this is not... And this is a real book, Jay. You have it in your hand. I have it in my hand. We are talking 300 pages plus here. This is not a tiny little This is not a pamphlet.
I'm looking at some of the pictures, and actually, I took some of the pictures in here.
You did.
You used like some of mine. Yeah.
One or two, Jay. Way to insert yourself, Jay. Congratulations. Yeah. Everyone give Jay accolades for my book.
I wrote the afterword, by the way.
You did. Thank you.
And, go ahead. Please continue.
Anyway, it is simply straight to the point, no fluff. And try to cover as much as I can. So structure fishing, I get down on that. Get down.
Yeah.
It's like a crab leg buffet. I get down on it. Right? We talk about trolling. Talk about reading the water. And I think reading the water might be, I don't know. I can't pick a favorite section, but reading the water is kind of, I'm out there, but it's real.
Next level.
It's next level. And we're not talking about what leader should I use? What bucktail? None of that. No, don't. It's not. I've read every musky book there is. Actually, I was in my dad's library, right? We grew up poor and my family has a library, Jay. And, I was in the library room. And
we've discussed our upbringings before.
It was kind of pathetic. We had a small library at the house, Jay.
Right.
And I was going through these musky books, and they're on the bottom shelf. And every one I flipped open, it was cathartic. It was kind of neat. There was a lot of them I hadn't seen ever. And it was the same book from 1950 until, you know, the 90s. Like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so try to avoid it. So I'm not talking about figure eight. I'm not talking about bucktails. I'm not talking about what to do when things are good. So this is kind of what to do when you need to do something to put a fish in the net. So I hope it helps people. If you've enjoyed the master classes on the podcast, if you've enjoyed structure master fishing class or, you know, big rubber or whatever, It's there. It's articulated clearly. You can read it as many times as you want. It is well edited. It is not flunky. Jay said the cover was neato, bedito. I might be more proud of anything than the cover, Jay. I think Cody killed it. It's kind of rocking. But there, it's like I said, it's not Steve Paul's joke book. There's no yuckity yucka in there. It should be pretty helpful for you guys that are serious about this. At least give you a starting point and a game plan there. And I'll shut up about it. I'll mention it every now and again. I don't want to push it on anybody, but kind of proud of it. Spent a lot of time on it, Jay. Drew some pictures.
Yep. I drew
some pictures. You know, you got a book. What do you do? Publish author. There it is.
Hey, there's a picture of me in there.
Wow, Jay. Well, way to bring it full circle, folks. I wrote this book for Jay. I wrote this to make Jay.
I'm not far into it. I've been really busy, but I promise you I'm going to get through the whole thing shortly here. And from what I've read, just A+. I give you an A+ on that one, Steve.
There's plenty of Jay in there. Folks, if you need to see pictures of Jay or pictures Jay took, that's
never know
that, Jay. That was the working title. Pictures of Jay and Pictures Jay Took by Stephen Poole.
I thought it was me. Never Enough Jay.
Never Enough Jay. Me Needy Jay. No, it's wonderful. So thanks, man. Guys, if you dig it, if you dig the podcast, and if you've learned something from the podcast, the book is the podcast on steroids. I promise you that. So, Tuesday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 Eastern.
May 30th.
May 30th. So it's Sunday now. Monday, Tuesday. If not,
right around the corner.
You're going to have to wait a minute. So anyway, Jay, we're just prattling along. Everybody's getting warmed up for musky fishing. We're doing so much. There's a book. There's baits. There's meat grinders. There's freaking titans. I got more irons in the fire than a freaking blacksmith. My good friend Josh Krieger just started the Northwoods Fishing Report. Let's give him a call. What do you say?
Yeah, great idea. Yeah.
All right, we've got Josh Krieger on the phone. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Josh! Hey, guys, how we doing?
Doing great. Good, buddy, doing good. So, if you guys don't know, me and Jay just talked about it for a second. we teased it. Josh, you launched the Northwoods Fishing Report, man. Tell me what's going on with this thing. What are you covering every week? What's going on with your podcast?
Yeah. So super excited. Obviously just started last week with opener this weekend. I'm basically going to cover essentially what's going on. So it's going to be a report of what I found while I was fishing the week prior. Obviously mm-hmm. this week was a little different because I couldn't fish leading up to it. Not for muskies.
Right.
So a little different this week. But yeah, every week from here on out, we're going to give a report of what I found and what worked and what, you know, maybe didn't work, what the fish were doing, what you can kind of expect, water temps, all that stuff. I also talk about the moon phases, kind of give mm-hmm. a report of the majors yeah. and the minors, go into, you know, what I think might be the keys for success during the weekend, because obviously that's when we get a lot of traffic up here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, during the week, Monday, Tuesday following, it's going to be fairly similar, just a couple, you know, hours difference here and there throughout the week. But well, that's yeah, so kind of just... Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, absolutely.
If somebody knows, like, keep if you're up like, on they're, them, yeah. yeah, they're cracking off on the minor.
Right, yeah. No, and I'll report that. I obviously don't have a ton of time in the podcast where I can give, you know, the majors and minors for every day throughout the week.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of covering the weekend. Obviously, you know, check those on the Muskie 360 app. And, you know, those are on there and everything like that. But, yeah, I'm kind of giving – almost a weekend specific kind of centralized mm-hmm. report, but it's going over what's going on generally right now
nice.
And what you can kind of expect the following week with weather and moon phases and what's been going on and what should be happening based on what's going to be happening.
I think a lot of it, and we talked about, was like, you know, if somebody's heading up from Cook County, they're heading up from Indiana, they're going to hit the Northwoods, you know, here's legit, this is no BS, no run around of, you know, they're eating on the minor and they're eating Steve's meat grinder or they're eating shallow dogs or, you know what I'm saying? That's the cool
right.
thing.
No,
is like,
this is
super good.
Yeah, this
intel.
Is what's happening. Yeah. This is what's happening at the time. This is what, I mean, this is seriously, like, I'm not giving you any BS. This is what I have found. And don't get me wrong. Like, what's working for me may not work for other people. And what's working for me, I hope works for other people. Right. And if you can kind of follow what I'm doing, I hope you have success. I, you know, if it's leading me to success, there's no reason to believe it won't lead you to success as well. You know, and even in different places too. I touched base on that, obviously, you know, week one of yeah. the podcast, but seasonality wise, you know, we might be a month ahead or behind based on whether you're north or south, but seasonally, you know, things are the same, you know, when water temps are this and the weather is this, this is what's going on. This is what's working. And it works across the board all over the whole U.S. and even in Canada.
Yeah, an entire habitat range where you go, hey, this is what I'm seeing. It's kind of cool because you can sort of cover, you know, when we're doing the 360 podcast, it's like we're thinking about everything. You know, sometimes we get like messages from people over towards Nova Scotia like, hey dude, don't forget about us, or don't forget about tiger muskies in New Mexico, and you're like, ah, you know.
right.
It's like sometimes very scattershot, you know, what's happening in Pennsylvania creeks, ah, you know, you're just
right,
you're
yes.
just trying to cover so much.
This, I mean, this is a pretty specific as far as like actually based is, you know, Northwoods area, but this is essentially the muskie capital of the world. So we do get a lot of pressure and musky traffic up here. I do feel like, you know, obviously it's a valuable area to report on, and we don't
Absolutely.
Have anyone really doing that. So
here
I felt like, you know, I would share that knowledge with everyone and hope I can help some people out. So.
Absolutely. I know that's going to yeah. resonate with a lot of people that are heading up there. And it's just like, it helps the shop. It's one of those things. What's going on? Have you listened to the Musky Report? You know,
right.
that's the thing. Everything you need to know is what's cracking off in the Northwoods. You got
yeah,
it
I know
today.
You plan on talking with other folks, too, you know, outside mm-hmm. just, you know, this small area that we live
oh,
in, which right. is, you know, congested with a lot of good musky water, obviously. But,
well,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're going to plan on, you know, branching out to different areas and having special guests on and stuff. I thought the first episode was great. You did a great job, and I'm excited to hear what's
I
coming.
Mean, I'm my own worst critic. They'll be the first to tell everyone. I can maybe loosen up a little bit. It was the first one. We'll get better as we go. I promise, everyone.
More Pepsis. More Pepsis. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's understandable. You know, I mean, you were laying down the guideline, you know, for a great portion of that episode, and that's almost necessary to let people know what's in store.
Yeah, no, to get back to what you were talking about, Jay, absolutely, I will be talking to other people. I mean, this Northwoods area, when I talk about that, you know, I talk about how it covers these four counties, essentially, Vilas, Oneida, Forest, and Price. That is such a large area and so much water. And I mean, I cannot cover that all myself. Yeah. You know, I can fish, shoot, Vilas County alone, I can drive an hour away from my house and still be in the same county, you know, and fish in water. So yeah, I will absolutely be talking to other people. You know, I know a lot of local guides. I'm friends with a lot of people, you know, and I will be touching base with them to kind of get reports on water temps, what they're doing, what's working for them, what's not. You know, obviously I'm not selling anyone on any BS. This is, you know, stuff. And I will be upfront with everyone, like, hey, you know, obviously I may not fish over by Park Falls a ton, but here is a buddy of mine that does, or someone I know that does, who's a reputable source.
Yeah.
And this is what Hayward the economy is working, you know.
Hayward and Bemidji are the Northwoods too. And, you know,
there's a lot
going on.
Plenty of voices to come.
Well, and that's the cool thing is just, it's the stress. And like, that's why we asked Josh to do it, because this is a sister podcast. The cool thing, and Josh, I don't even know this, and I hit Jay with it. Booker's coming out. He's got the tactical podcast coming out next week. So you've got you've got everything covered here. So, and me and Joe talked about this week a little bit, where what we're going to do is each week, or not each week, once a month or bi-weekly, whatever I can pull Booker out to do, is just one tactic. You know, here it is. Here's a master quest from the master himself on this. You know, you've got us on craziness and the stupidness. And, you know, I like what you're doing, Josh, because there's so many people that we get messages at the app. We get at the store, what's going on? And you're really laying it out there, which is cool, dude. And, you know, trust me, as somebody that's done this for years now, when you start telling people how to actually catch fish, everybody gets real steamed about it. You know?
Absolutely.
It's just like, but it's so cool. I love it.
That's one thing I love about specifically spending so much personal time on the Eagle River chain is, guys, there's so many spots. There's no secrets. I have nothing to hide. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll tell you everything I'm doing. Go out there and catch the fish. There's so many of them. Like, seriously.
Josh just trolls behind the pirate boat. That's it, guys. That's his
That's it. Yeah, follow them around.
Get in their wake. All the muskies are there.
You mentioned Booker and talking tactics, and I thought that was really cool too. I saw him actually post yesterday with opener. You know, he's like, "Good luck, everyone, on opener." And then I saw him, you know, make a little note or whatever. He's like, "In other words, just tie on a Booker 500 series." You know, and I was like, "Hey, I just mentioned that on the podcast. The overlay with, you know, kind of that tactical talk and some of what I'm doing and talking about, like." That was really cool to see, and absolutely, like, some of that stuff will line up, and we can kind of, you know, piggyback off each other, I'm sure, throughout the time. So.
That's the thing. At the end of the day, we just want everybody to be successful, whether people believe it or not, because there's no secrets here. That's the fun thing, and it's just like, all right, you know.
Guys, I don't own any of these waters. I don't own any of these fish. Some of them feel like pets sometimes. You see them so much. Yeah. don't get me wrong. But, you know, when you're doing it every day, but... No, I mean, seriously, I want people to be successful. I want them to learn. I truly do feel like a teacher out there, and I hope, people can use what I'm explaining and trying to teach and be successful with it. So
just so you guys know, every Thursday on the Muskie 360 app is how you're going to find Josh's Northwoods Fishing Report podcast.
Mm. Yep.
So every Thursday
on the app, it'll be up there. It'll be on some other platforms here shortly, but there's already a ton of people listening this week. So you can just pop on the 360 app in 2 seconds, give it a click and listen on your headphones or in the background audio right off the app. You know, and a lot of guys, like I said, you're looking for a leg up. You're at least going to know what you're walking into, you know, and it's just like you said, no BS. We talked about it all winter. Like, you know, what are we going to do? What's it going to cover? What's going to be on there? And there's everything you need. Here's what to throw. Here's where to throw it and what you need to be doing. So it's going to be good stuff. And I think Jay's going to be a guest on there one time for men that cry.
Maybe a time or two. I don't know. I might have room to squeeze him in. He's
got an episode. People that have cried in boats this week. Jay.
I was crying in the boat today, as a matter of fact.
It was so hot. Oh, my God. It was so hot.
Oh, it was so hot today. We're not used to 82, folks.
No, and, you know, I mean, we normally get a little time to acclimate, you know. And even sun beat down. Dude, it was brutal.
It was 56 here. It was
beautiful to be outside today.
It was like July, though. It was.
Yeah.
Memorial Day on the Eagle River chain. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh,
There's no boats out there.
No, not one, yeah.
Not a one.
Pirate boats in overdrive.
A couple jet skis.
Nah, a few, probably.
It just kills me. You guys are in the 80s and in the mid-50s here, believe it or not.
Steve, I saw 70 surface degree temps this weekend.
Break out of freaking top water.
I mean, yeah, there were guys wake surfing out there today.
Oh, God.
It's May.
Yeah.
A little early.
Yeah.
Well,
what are you going to do?
It's the hurricane. That's all right.
Well, that's the thing. It's like winter held on for way too long, and now it's just going to fire up through the roof, you know? So it's all good. Yeah. Josh, what do you got in store for this next coming Thursday? What are you thinking? Are you covering clear water this week or clear and tannic? What are you sort of looking at?
I'll cover a little bit of both of it. I spend my time fishing both. Mm-hmm. We have so much of both up here, and both offer so many different things. You know, I know I sent you some pictures of those mm-hmm. big walleye I caught before opener the other day. You know, donkeys, we're getting those on clear deep water. You mm-hmm. know, I'm not catching those on the Eagle River chain, obviously.
Right.
You know, but obviously if I'm targeting muskies, like I have been here the last couple of days, I'm fishing some of the more shallow stained waters because the water's a little warmer.
You've been smacking now, that being them said, too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, 70 degrees. You know, I mean, they're pretty fired up, a little more fired up than I'm used to on opener. I kind of like it. So
yeah, it's a little early in the game. Like, whoa.
Yeah, like actually responding to some faster tactics than I expected, but with that kind of water temp, I mean that makes sense.
So yeah. You had a lot of like 68 to 70 degrees on the Eagle River chain this weekend.
Three Lakes chain specifically, a couple of the smaller, darker lakes. Yep. Eagle River chain, I saw 68 to 70, you know, midday today, obviously with it being 80 degrees and you know, that shale stained water.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Jay went water skiing on Big Kitten today.
Did I?
Yes, he made it down there. He made the trek down to Big Kitten. Was out in the middle doing some tricks.
Fun fact, Jay Essie has the record for most beers drank while solo, single run slalom skiing.
I've never water skied in my life and never planned to start.
I guarantee I could break that.
Okay, I did say no BS. All right, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. All right.
Freaking retired Minocqua bat, JSE.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Anyway, well, Josh, fantastic stuff. Everybody tune in every Thursday with Josh Krieger for the Northwoods Fishing Report. It is spot on, buddy. I'll talk to you here soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Later.
See you, Josh.
What do you think of the old Josh?
Joshy? Yeah, he's going to knock it. I mean, he did a good job the first episode, you know, and he's going to take it to the next level.
I was kind of, he changed his name originally from Josh Krieger.
Yeah, he did. I know.
He was weirded out he should have left it Josh Krieger.
Well, you know, you learn to adapt. You get a bigger boat. Next thing you know, you abandon the creeks.
And then you're too big for creeking.
And you're too big for creeking, and you never go back.
Josh graduated high school and thought he was big shot.
Yeah.
Got the education. Anyway, we'll do a couple Q&A. I am stoked, though. Booker and I are going to get on that first Booker's Tactical podcast to provide you guys with awesome listening stuff. I hear it all the time. Everybody's like, there's so many people trying to do musky podcasts and all this crap. And you go, you know, sounds like the poop. So
when is Joe's going to air? What's the story on that?
Whenever we do it this week.
Okay.
So he's just going to really dive in on one topic. Here's everything I know on one topic and lay it out there. All right, Hunter Martin. Hey, Steve, I'm heading to Canada for the first time ever on the second to last week of June on Eagle Lake. What should I expect as where the muskies will be in seasonality up in that area? Will they be post-spawn? Will they be ready to just jump into my boat if they hear my Titan hooks rattling as I'm driving down the lake? Thank you. What are we looking at? I don't know where musky opener is in that zone off the top of my head, so let's just pretend it's open. I haven't been there. Herbie's not been up there yet, so I don't have like a solid report on water temps. Usually June, dude, you can find those fish up nasty shallow, right? Just like anywhere else, warmer water. I'm going to be looking for vegetation. I'm going to be going down to Niven Bay. So there's a lot.
You're saying, go ahead.
Well, he's asking Eagle Lake specific, so... Mm-hmm. It seems
more focus
like,
on weeds than rock that time of the year.
Well,
is your
shallow,
take.
Yeah, any shallow vegetation or dead vegetation or just simply shallow. So I'm going to, depending on where you're staying or where you're launching out of, I was just saying creaking like as a joke, but you can get in on Niven Bay, which is shallow water, and just 6 feet, 7 feet vegetation, the whole area, they're going to be down there. They're going to push up towards Century a little bit, some of them. Frog's Head Bay comes to mind. As shallow as ends, you could hit this early in the year. I'm not going to go and try to swing for the fences, you know, on the western arm past Andy Myers. I'm not going to try to go that jingler stuff. I'm going to be some more on the southern end. I'm going to focus on stained and warm. Right. And Eagle Lake is slightly, we're talking gin clear to slightly mucky. It's not even mucky. Mucky's even too strong of a word, right? There's just a tinge of color to the water opposed to gin clear.
So the dirtiest water at that time of the year in general in summer there is, you know, like what, 4 or 5 foot visibility type deal?
Depends around on there? The year. I mean, dude, it ain't dirty. You know, okay. It's not like Pike Round, like Josh was talking about Park Falls. It's not like the Pike Round chain, which is just coffee. You know, there's just the tiniest tinge.
Okay.
Get shallow, get in the back bays, get in the warmest stuff. You're always going to find fish on rocks there. However, that early in the year, shallow, 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 shallow. For some reason, early in the season, crane 206. Crane's like a Ford, Jay. A Ford Model T. You can have it in any color you want as long as it's cream with brown bars. Right?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's what you need. Crane 206. Now, I love my slammers. There's a Steve Paul custom slammer color, so I love them. But a crane 206 in that crane color, whatever it is, Jay, what do you call it? Crane? Like, I didn't even know.
The brown one?
The brown crane bait? Yeah, brown perch.
Yeah.
Throw it.
We're going to have a big batch coming, by the way. He's not making many baits anymore.
No. Throw it.
We got a bunch coming.
Reel it in. Throw it. Reel it in.
Mm-hmm.
Up the hooks. We've talked about that before. Put something a little bit beefier on that thing so we're not worried about bending them out or play your drag light. Steve Slopmaster is made for fishing where I fish and fishing Eagle Lake, baby. Dropping that thing. Rip it up, let it fall. Rip it up, let it fall. Rip it up, let it fall. Straight retrieve, one of the two. Just get it up shallow, slow it down. I'm trying to think of what else I would say.
Overall, you're saying it's a little early for a strong blade bite that time of year, mid-June. You know what I mean?
And I think it's, dude, I believe it's the last week in June when season opens, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's the second week. Whatever. I don't care. I've been seeing stuff. I haven't looked because I don't go till later, right?
Yeah.
So let's, again, it's open. Let's just call it open when he's there. I'm not going double eights even. For me, nah.
Start with single blades.
Single blades, if you even go blades.
Mm-hmm.
Perennially, black and orange is money on Eagle Leg.
Yeah, I've heard that a million times.
Right? It is so simple. But a color, I'll give you a big tip, is the standard walleye collar from Phantom Lures. Little 6-inch Phantom. Throw that up. Twitch, twitch. Right? But I'm also going to have my Titan rigged up in white. The white Titan Junior. Prototyped it last year. Fishing kind of early. It's kind of nasty, right?
Cool.
So, have a diving rise, a Titan Junior, have a Phantom lined up, a meat grinder, crane. I'm not, just forget the big blades. Forget the big blades, right? You can really focus on rocky points at that time of year on Eagle. I'm not going to sit here and get crazy on the reefs. I'm not running out, you know, trying to get on Skies Rock or trying to get on Walleye Rock 1 or 2. You know, I'm not trying to do that. I'm going, okay, what's some bay adjacent points? Make sure you get your butt down to Niven. That would be that is the best idea I have for you. I should just write a book on Eagle Lake, and I might do it, Jay. Huh.
Yeah, that's your baby.
That's the baby. My baby. There's going to be some fun stuff coming out of that here shortly. We're filming that again. And you know what I'm doing this year that's different, Jay?
What do you mean?
I'm going to be the goon on Wabagoon. You never.
Oh, with your hockey experience?
No.
Oh.
Wabagoon Lake, baby. You never hear about Wabagoon anymore. So I'm going to spend a ton of time on Wabagoon and Lac Seul. And, you know, it's just left unchecked, boys. We'll see what we pull out of there. That's going to be fun. I love Eagle. Don't get me wrong. After 30 years, you get tired of something, Jay. You know, it's just like,
oh. You want a little something different. Steve, I just mentioned hockey, and I just remembered, can I mention this hockey tournament coming up? Muskie tournament?
Absolutely. From Lynn's Auto, Lynn's Truck Center.
Nick stopped in. Nick Durkee from our buddy Nick from Lynn's Auto next to the Muskie shop stopped in. They've got the 3rd annual Lakeland Hawks hockey fundraiser tournament coming up this Saturday, June 3rd. You can contact those guys at hawksmuskietournament@gmail.com. Hawks is spelled H-A-W-K-S.
How else do you spell Hawks, Jay?
So just so they get it right, or give Nick a call. Nick's number is 715-892-3741. It is a benefit for the local hockey team, for the kids, and it's apparently a great event. It's the 3rd annual, and a lot of local guys excited about that. So
no,
that's what's coming
up
this weekend.
We talked about last year. It was amazing, and it blew my mind. We thanked them last year. I think they got a bunch of people called them. It's like a dude from Arizona donated. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right.
The folks at Lynn's Auto. Is it Lynn's Auto or Lynn's Truck?
I believe Lynn's Truck Center is the.
I apologize because I just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Nonetheless,
you don't live here.
I just call it Lynn's. Just making sure the real name. There's not very often you have great neighbors, and they are great neighbors to the Muskie.
They are
shop.
Awesome.
They really
all
are.
Those guys are.
Kind of
cool. They come in all the time. We work together and help each other out.
Get off my lot! And they're so awesome to us. They allow people to park on their lot during the Muskie Shop Bash, July 15th, Minocqua, Wisconsin. But they allow people to park there. Nick is good people. And, you know,
he's a great muskie fisherman, too.
Great muskie,
he really
angler,
is.
And they do so much for the community. So if you can help them out in any capacity, one more time with the contact info, Jay.
It's hawksmuskietournament@gmail.com. hawkhawk.com.
That's hawk like the bird, not H-O-C-K like ham hawk.
Hawks. Glad you brought that up and clarified.
Hawk.
Yes, sir.
It'd be cool if they're the Lakeland Ham Hawks. Just throwing that out there. But nonetheless, they're good people. Jay, named Jay asked a question. He says, hey, Steve, listen to the podcast daily. I just don't want to be a Red October 2 bait owner anymore. Looking to be more effective on the water using this tactic with tubes. When would you suggest using this bait? Cold front situations? Secondly, if at all possible. Okay, he goes into something else. Yes, I think we've actually covered that. Sorry, he was asking about fishing together. Nonetheless, we're talking tubes, right? We know some things about tubes. Here's the deal with tubes. They are bad to the bone pretty much season opener close. You just have to be willing to forego a shallow water bite with top water or blades. Jay sort of walked Jay. Jay, you take Jay's hand and walk Jay through the basics of tubes.
Well, yeah, the great thing about those is it's something you can throw outside the boat. I can't tell you how many times we've been in the boat together, Steve, Paul, me, the tube screamer, and maybe a guest or two, and it's just like everybody's throwing to the left where the cameras are pointed. And I'm in the back chucking outside, you know, and a lot of people get nervous when they don't see a target to hit, you know, and it's just like, you know, quite often it's not quite often, but several times I've caught fish in that situation where, you know, these fish are outside, you know, Steve will have the boat position in, say, 15 feet of water. Perfectly. And you guys are throwing up perfectly, I might add, at the right tempo, and which is true. And, you know, you guys are throwing up and hitting those 7-foot weed tops or whatever and bringing the bait down as it comes over the weed line, fishing perpendicular with it. And quite often, you know, that's where the fish are. And you guys, you know, are getting a lot of action. But occasionally these fish are that much outside. So if you take the length of a cast, you know, a 25-foot cast, and I'm going another 25 outside that, you know, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
How many fish are out there that are not getting approached at all, presented to at all? So, and that's a summer pattern. That was, you know, a lot of summer pattern because that's when we do our fishing together, Steve, obviously. You know, you come up in July every year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure, Derry. But, presentation?
Yeah, explain the presentation. What are you doing?
Well, there's different ways to do it. You know, if you watch the tube screamer, there's some, you know, if you can go back into some Muskie Shop TV videos, you can see the tube screamer, you know, his retrieve pattern. We call him that for a reason. It's just like he works them fairly aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
He hops and pops that bait and gives it a proper amount of slack and keeps the tempo going. A great way to lose fish is to lose contact after the pull. You know, I mean, you know, muskies are attacking this bait on the paws like they do on most baits, most presentations. So, there's different rod angles to incorporate. You get the bait to walk a little bit. You know, we prefer in most cases 10-inch Red October tubes that are the mid-depth model. You know, they make a shallow diving, a mid-diving, and they make a deep model. And they all have a little bit different hook configurations and different amounts of lead in there. And the mid has a great sink rate. I couldn't tell you what it is, but I would say it's what would you think? A foot and a half a second?
Somewhere
in there. Yeah. You know, it's not an incredibly fast fall. It's something you can keep. With a retrieve, you can keep it at the 8-foot range with a long cast. And let's see, what else is a good point one other thing I'd bring in, Steve, is you know, Jim's really good at it too, is what you want that bait to do when you're getting close to the boat, you know, like that last 10 feet, is have the bait come up, because a lot of fish are following that at the beginning and the mid point of the cast, and when that bait all of a sudden starts to rise and the action continues, that's often the trigger. And a lot of fish, one time we fished with Matt Raley, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, and yeah, he's really good at that, and he caught three decent fish right off the bat. I mean, probably the first hour and a half, mm-hmm. or something like that. He boated three in a row, and they all hit at the same point.
Yeah,
near the boat, but not at the boat.
Right, keeping it down, but bringing them up.
Yep.
Here's the thing, though. Tubes, you get good ones and get bad ones, believe it or not. Me and Jay have seen that, where some run perfectly, some don't. We could never figure out what the perfect juju was.
Right. You look at the alignment, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, it's perfectly aligned, and, you know, what is it?
But
it's like a wood jerk bait, you know? Yeah. They all...
But Jay, can I say this? We can't go any further when I say it. If only there was a better way.
Someday, maybe. That's a cackle right there. That's a flat out cackle.
Y'all don't know what I'm cooking. Anyway. Yes. Anyway. So you gotta watch your hookup potential, because you have that top hook on a tube. You better be fishing a heavy, extra heavy action rod, 18 inch, 12 inch leader, preferably wire. You can fish fluorocarbon, but wire seems to do a little bit better on those. But I think Jay covered it, and I there's going to be some conversation about what's in the hopper next year soon, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, moving on. Do you like my maniacal cackle? Was that okay? I tried my best.
It's somewhat frightening, but I'm used to it.
Fair enough.
There you go. Right.
The name says it might be short, but it sure is skinny. Hey, fellas. I know we've talked about this before, but let's say I'm switching up casting between a Titan and Titan Junior. Is there a leader choice for the Junior, or would you let the let her rip on a full-size leader? What do you think, Jay?
Well, I ran a 12 inch 100 pound fluorocarbon today. Mm-hmm. Thought it ran great, and I know your tips. You've got hundreds of hours more than I do on that bait, and in practical sense. And you told me, I believe, 18 inch fluoro in 100 pound is your
That's what I protoed with. Yeah.
Okay.
So that lure was, again, you got to sort of find the magic spot, what a lot of people use, right? Okay. Most days I fish the 130 12s, right? So when I call Jay, send me leaders.
Right, me too. Right. That's my bread and butter.
Right. However, the 130, and it all sort of equals out. You're not going to find that you're going to get some worse action out of a 1800 versus a 12-130, or that they're all going to work. In a perfect world, the Titan Junior is based around a stock 130 12-inch musky shop leader. Doesn't matter, though. Don't take that and go, I have to have these leaders for that. If it matters that much, we're all screwed. But that's what I prototype with. A good friend of mine.
In the case with your bait, though, see, it's unique if you think about it, in the fact that it runs so good at different speeds, you know, with a self-correcting line tie and all that has a ton to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the leader has a little bit less impact than, say, a little bit more finesse presentation,
right,
like a 6-inch Phantom or a 4-inch Phantom, you know. It's just like, you better have the right leader on.
It will, beyond a shadow of a doubt, a heavy, like, if you were to get, and I saw some the other day, I was in West by God, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. right? There's nowhere to buy.
Hello.
There's nowhere to buy musky stuff up there, right? I walked into the Huntington Mall. My mother needed to go to the mall, Jay.
Oh, boy.
I need a slice of pizza from Sbarro. So I was like, I'm in. We went in there and they have a Dick's Sporting Goods. I walked into Dick's and they sell, like, very little musky stuff, but they have a tiny little thing. and I saw the leaders from Tyrant, and they were like the cable you would deploy a trolling motor with, right? They have these ones. They were like multi-strand wire. You could freaking, there's no break in that thing. If you fish that leader or something ridiculously overgunned, yeah. If you fish a straight wire 12-inch, 18-inch, 130-pound, you know, AFW American fishing wire that you made yourself or whatever it might be, it's not going to affect action, really. But as I said, the Muskie Shop leaders, what are prototyped around, don't overthink it. If it matters that much, we're in trouble. You know, if it comes to that, Jay, it's come to that, we're screwed.
Well, the beauty of that lure is that it's not idiot proof. It's so easy to work that you can kind of forego any kind of issues you might have with mismatching components. You know,
it's forgiving, and again,
forgiving. Yeah,
the I got a message from a podcast listener, Iggy, asking about replacement hooks for that bait, and I sent him a message where I said, you know, the hooks that are on that bait are great, but I like to play with hooks on anything, you know, where you might do, you know, like the Mustang KVD 3/0 or 2/0, or you can lighten things up, heavy things up, and get a slightly different rise out of that bait, right? So the leader can be a point of interest, but it was based around that 130 from the Muskie Shop, just because I felt like that was probably the most standard use leader across the board.
Yeah,
you know, so if we're talking about grams and tiniest little fractions of weight addition from different hardware on leaders, I mean, like I said, I brought the Tyrant thing because, you know, they have the most ridiculous leader I've seen, where it's unbreakable, but it's also going to weigh a ton, you know. Yeah, that'll affect anything. So don't ever think it, you know. Yeah. All right, the last one is for Mitch. We'll do one more. Mitch, love the podcast. Meow. Meow. It's obligatory. I'm coming up to the Northwoods for the first time for the Muskie Shop Bash this year. How do I pick a lake? There's so much that's so confusing. I know you guys say fish clear, fish stained. How do I even get started? I'm coming from a state that just has a couple musky lakes. Jay, how does somebody break in? Because I'll say this, Mitch. Dude, when you get up there, you're like, whoa. And I've eaten crow on this before. My buddy Josh Krieger, you know, I'm stick and stay, make them pay, right? This is what I got. I got to figure it out in this body of water. Sometimes that's the wrong call. Sometimes that's the wrong call when you have that many options. How do you sort of contend with that, Jay? Do you like pick a radius around where you're staying, your hotel, your lodge? How do you sort of take that in a digestible bite?
Yeah, if we knew where he was staying, I mean, you know, contact the store. We'll give you, you know, steer you toward the right direction, you know.
Uh-huh. But let's just say arbitrary. Just make it arbitrary. It doesn't matter where he's staying. He's in the Northwoods. It's all the same. What do you do? Do you go stand? Do you do clear? Do you pick three licks? You pick four? I'm not saying change. You pick three bodies of water to target. How do you sort of break it down where it's edible?
Well, the cool thing is, I mean, like you said, no matter where he's staying, you could drive. Let's say, okay, I'm going to drive north because there is Lake A and Lake B have both.
Right.
And they're 5 minutes apart. So it's just like, let's go out and check out the semi-dirty water lake and, you know, see if we can get action. And then go in the evening and try the clear body of water that's got current or it's got whatever, mm-hmm. you know, that are both, you know, predetermined as, you know, good choices that have, you know, good population or trophy potential or whatever it is you're looking for. But there's plenty of action water. And I mean, mid-July, tons of options.
Yeah. Everything's open. Mm-hmm. I mean, not open from ice, but everything's potential. I mean, it's explain, Jay, if you would, the the system the DNR has up there as far as grading lakes and like online, where they sort of explain action water, non-action water, just a primer, if you will, on how that works.
Yeah, I'm not 100% on that. They've got a class A, B, and C configuration. Well, that's the thing. And it's just like Josh and I have talked about this in the past. And it's just like, I believe the A consideration is trophy. Or is it, no, A is action, I believe, is just like a high density situation. And then one of them is trophy potential, and one of them is limited potential. But right. It's like Josh and I have talked.
He filled me on that. You can find that. You can get on their website.
There are some that are clearly probably not labeled like they should be. You know, right. I'm not trying to disparage the DNR. I mean, they've got 15,000 lakes to try to classify. Yeah. And everything changes over time, too. So, it's a great guide. It's a great starting point.
You can find what you want is what I'm getting at. So,
yeah,
don't go up. Here's what I was getting at. I should have just said it, right? Don't go to Wisconsin and go, I'm going to fish trout, star, and bucketobin, right? And you go, all of those have 50-inch fish. Relatively low density, though, right? I'm going to do star, Big Saint, and Wildcat. Now I got a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, spread it out where you've got big fish, some numbers of 40s, potential of a 50-inch fish, and then something ridiculous where you've got a ton of fish. Have a game plan that's comprehensive where you've got find big fish, mid fish, in action water in the area you plan to fish. So you've sort of got it diversified, right? You don't want to go all in on, I mean, there, you could literally pick 3-4 lakes that are all action water. You go, wow, we had a great trip and we caught 14 fish this week, and the biggest of which was 32. Right? It depends on what you want. And if you want big, if you want to go up there and struggle for a 48 plus, you could do it all day long. There's water that have them. You're just not going to see the action. You're not going to see the eats. You got to select what you want to do. In my opinion, what I think the most fun is have like, okay, we do this in the car. We're not doing it ahead of time. We'll sit in the car, Jay, me, you, and Jim, and go, all right, where are we going? Well, let's go to this. That's nothing but dinks. Let's go to this. Okay, no, that's just big fish. And we might pick the mid-grade water, right? But if conditions are really good, we might go on a donkey hunt for 5 hours. And then if we're not scoring, we might go catch a couple dinks. You know, so there's options available there where you can sort of diversify a Northwood strategy.
I love that in the summer. That is so fun. For me personally, when we change lakes, mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, we're going to fish two different lakes today. Cause then it's just like, maybe you did okay on the first one, but it's just like, then you get excited for what the other one has, you know, opportunity wise. It's just fun. Like, you know, the potential is always there. It's great.
You know, we were talking about Eagle earlier with the one dude, and you know, that's one thing. It's, you know, I'm learning Wabagoon and Lock Sewell because you go, Eagle's fickle, man. Eagle can have its days where you go, having stuff under your belt and a backup plan is far more fun. And I'm starting to learn that because this is a southern guy. You're like, okay, this is the lake. I'm here. I'm stuck. The next lake is 2.5 hours away. You know? So you end up in that position where you've got to be solely focused, if you will, on one body of water. Our buddy Jace Kumpf, you know, he's up where they got two lakes in two states, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
most people have that, like you just said, most people have that to contend with. And
you're
maybe
stuck.
They don't understand. It's just like how cool it is to have so many choices.
Stay mobile.
Nearby.
Yeah, staying mobile on it. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're prattling on. If you need any help with the Northwoods, contact Josh Krieger or the Muskie Shop so they can at least line you up on that. Jay, Tuesday morning, 11 a.m. The book. DeBook. Next Level Muskie Fishing comes out at the Muskie Shop. It's going to be exclusive at the Muskie Shop for a while. So get it. It'll be 11 a.m. Central, 12 Eastern. It will pop up at the very top of the new stuff. And get your hands on it. And other than that, the Booker podcast, our sister podcasts, are coming out here for the season. Jaybird, say goodnight.
Night, everybody. Thank you.